Si mamzelle te connaît, côté sous des sodis, li ta suspend, détruit la vie. Si mamzelle te connaît, côté sous des sodis, li ta suspend, détruit la vie. Les sous babay, grand rivière papa. Environnement à plagonie, c'est mon compréhension à respect une boulotte dans tête ensemble pour nous changer la vie.
WMFO, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. Thanks for joining me. And so what's going on tonight is I picked up this book. So I follow Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth on Instagram. And he recommended, I guess he was having a big reading party. He was just reading lots of books, and he recommended three books. One of them was Lemon Jail by Bill Sullivan, who's a roadie for The Replacements. And it's a great book because it's about his experiences going on tour with the band. And frequent listeners of the show will know that I just had a Replacements show because they had that box set that was like the alternate recording of Don't Tell a Soul. So we're not going to have a Replacements show, but we are going to have a show devoted to Bill Sullivan and the music that he helped bring into the world, either as a manager or as a booking agent or through this book, bands that he was involved with or that he liked. And so this is a show kind of about him. It's about this book, Lemon Jail, which I recommend. It's a fun read. I mean, if you're like reading it for craft, like if you're a writer, a little disappointing, but it's a fun read. So if you're looking for a good time and you like music, I would recommend it. Lemon Jail is the name. Bill Sullivan is the guy who wrote it. And we're going to start things off, of course, with a Replacements tune. This is from Hootenanny, one of Bill's favorite records. This is the track Within Your Reach, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I can live without so much. between the two. I belly up and disappear.
Drive-by truckers sounding very country, but that's how they sound. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and we're having a show devoted to the book Lemon Jail, written by Bill Sullivan, who is a roadie, who went on tour with the Replacements in the 80s, and he wrote this chronicle, really a collection of war stories about his life during those years as a roadie for the Replacements. But we're not just having a Replacement show, we're playing all the stuff that a lot of music that he was involved with throughout his career, throughout his life, as a booking agent, a manager, a touring agent, and a buyer for clubs. So that's what we're doing tonight. Before that, Soul Asylum, who were from Minneapolis as well as the Replacements were. That was Some Time to Return from Hang Time. The Del Fuego. So Bill Sullivan was also a Boston guy. he wasn't from Boston, but he was from Minneapolis, but he, through the tours that came through Boston, he got to know a lot of folks in the Boston indie punk scene, including the Del Fuegos, and we heard Don't Run Wild from Boston, Mass. And we started the show off with The Replacements, Within Your Reach from Hootenanny. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I just want to point out that Live Music Day is almost upon us next Saturday, October 26th, all day long. All day long, starting at 8 a.m., where there's something called a Songwriter's Circle with Samantha Ferret, Katie Dobbins, and Frank Rowe, and I hope a lot of coffee at 8 a.m. That is a long time to be having any kind of a circle, really, for an hour. From 9 to 10, the Songwriter's Circle continues, this time with Vicky Porter, Gary Modello, and Jenny Halsbred. And then at 10 to 10:40, it's Sweet Wednesday. They might be confused. It's actually Saturday, but maybe they should change their name to Sweet Saturday. I don't know. Randy Black after them. If We Go At All, from 11:20 to 12, these are very specific times. So you need to be on time or at least listening on time. We're broadcasting live from Studio A here in Studio A and also Studio D. I was continuing with the lineup here. After If We Go At All, we have Larry Newman, then State of the Union at 12:40. Sarah Levesque, Bird Mancini, and then Carissa Johnson, Adam Sherman, Katie Dobbins again at 4. Maybe she'll catch a nap or something to recharge her batteries so she can be back from the Songwriter Circle and ready to entertain us at 4. And then Bad Marriage, followed by the Cast Irons with Maverick as the headliners, wrapping things up. Should be an exciting day. Mark your calendars. Saturday, October 26th, basically all day long. You can sleep in, I suppose, but then you'll miss the Songwriter Circle. Then things get going throughout the afternoon and the morning, too. I hope there'll be Dunkin's somewhere. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Med for WMFO. Let's move on. Up next, another band from the Minneapolis scene. This is Husker Du with Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely from Candy Apple Gray. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
To know that you're okay, but I don't want you to go on leading. so long, where can you be? I would have laid my life down for you. Nothing seems real. Nothing seems real now that you're gone. Have you seen the sisters? Blue-eyed curls of gold. Helen, no one there to be seen. The sunlight looks down, stripped bare to the ground, held by the leaves.
That's the Neats with ABD. 1,000 Points of Light. I have to say, I don't really know that band that well. But Bill Sullivan does, and he wrote this book, Lemon Jail, and that's among the artists or the bands that he was digging at the time that he was on tour with the Replacements. And that's what our show is based on tonight. Our show is based on this book, Lemon Jail. First it was mentioned to me by Thurston Moore. He mentioned to me personally, since we're friends, obviously, over Instagram. And so I decided to check it out. And it's a rollicking good time. And it's a collection of war stories of being on the road with the Replacements during the 80s. All kinds of like garbage in the van and urinating in the van and just the art of urinating in the van. Apparently you should do it in such a way that the urine goes out of the van. But then they got to the point where they weren't doing that at all and it was just staying all in the van. So yeah, another reason why it's called Lemon Jail. Anyway, before that, the Jayhawks, Crowded in the Wings from Hollywood Town Hall. Prior to that, the Suburbs with Love is the Law. From the album of the same name, sounding very much like a Color by Numbers 80s band. Husker Du started things off with Don't Want to Know If You're Lonely from Candy Apple Gray. Of course, they're fellows of the Replacements, peers, if you'll say, also from Minneapolis. And so I think they were signed along the same time, and they toured together and all that good stuff. Speaking of bands that the Replacements toured with, here's another one, R.E.M. This is one of their first big tours. The Replacements opened for R.E.M., I think that was 1983. We're going to hear a track from Fables of the Reconstruction. This is Can't Get There From Here, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Swallow. I sailed a wild, wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old, old man beneath the weeping willow tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? And how can a man like me remain in the light? And if life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long? And then the sun went down and he sang for me this song. See, I once was a young fool like you, afraid to do the things that I knew I had to do. So I played an escapade just like you. I played an escapade just like you. I sailed a wild, wild sea, climbed up a tall, tall mountain. I met an old, old man. He sat beneath a sapling tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart?
the new pornographers with The Laws Have Changed from Electric Version, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, we had M. Ward with Chinese Translation from Post-War, Yola Tango from Let's Save Tony Orlando's House from And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. Great record. R.E.M.'s Can't Get There From Here from Fables of the Reconstruction started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, and we're having a show devoted to Bill Sullivan's Lemon Jail, a book that he wrote about being on the road with The Replacements as a roadie. At first, they didn't want him, and they already had a manager, but then he kind of talked his way on. He said he'd work for free, and he got good at stringing guitars and adjusting mics and amps and running errands for the band and just observing the random and chaotic nonsense that went on the road. And it's a fun read, so I'd recommend checking it out, Lemon Jail by Bill Sullivan. And this is our show devoted to him, not just to The Replacements, but to him and the music that he presented and bands that he's managed and the other bands that were part of The Replacements, kind of the general scene of indie punk and indie rock in the 80s. And so it's kind of a mix. I mean, I didn't want to just have a replacement show. We just had one. So this is sort of the idea behind this. Coming up next, Elliott Smith. Let's get back to the music with Son of Sam from Figure Eight. This is 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.